Steve Biko died a brutal, solitary death, beaten to death by apartheid policemen in 1977, but his black consciousness ideologies are still famous today. Likewise, the 1976 Soweto uprisings are commemorated each year in South Africa on the 16th of July. But much less attention is paid to a strike wave which brought much of the city of Durban to a halt in January and February 1973. By the 1980s, the independent black trade unions that had emerged out of the Durban strikes were the fastest growing labour movement in the world. And many key leaders in the South African government today rose through the trade unions to positions of power and prominence. This podcast today is about the remarkable rise and fall of the trade unions.